Last night, John Nash, the mathematician and Nobel laureate in economics, went on 60 Minutes to explain that anti-Semitic remarks he had made years ago were made during his psychotic bouts with schizophrenia.
I did have strange ideas during certain periods of time, and
typical, he says now, of the paranoid rantings of someone in the throes of schizophrenia. But he says he is not anti-Semitic, never has been.
This story would never have risen to the interest of 60 Minutes had it merely been about a Princeton professor blessed with a first-class intellect and cursed with a severe mental illness. What launched it into prime time was the fact that John Nash's story, told first in Sylvia Nasser's book about him, was adapted to make the movie A Beautiful Mind. And more to the point, A Beautiful Mind is up for many Academy Awards, and tomorrow is the close of balloting. Apparently, what we witnessed on 60 Minutes was a rebuttal to what producers of A Beautiful Mind regarded as a last-minute campaign smear against them. According to Damian Bona, the author of Inside Oscar and now the sequel Inside Oscar 2, studio campaigns are hardly above such things. Mr. Bona, who is the electorate for the Oscar, and what's at stake here?
The electorate is 5,700 members of the Academy. These are people who either currently or at one time have been connected with making movies. Once you become a member, you're there for as long as you pay your membership dues. So we still have people like Shirley Temple and Pat Boone who are Academy members, along with
You're speaking
Tom
of
Hanks.
Ambassador Shirley Temple Black right now.
That's right.
Still voting for Oscars, eh?
That's right. So, you know, it does run the gamut. And the traditional reason why studios have always gone so gung-ho for winning Oscars is winning a Best Picture Oscar can bring as much as 30 or 40 million additional dollars to the gross.
I was told, I want you to tell me if this is true or not, that the advertising this past weekend in big newspapers, at least in New York or Los Angeles, for movies up for big Oscars, that advertising, I was told, really isn't intended to bring people out to the movie theaters at this point. It's simply aimed at the Oscar voters. Is that true?
Oh, that's true. The New York Times and the Los Angeles Times in particular, because New York and L.A. are the two cities where most Academy members live. And it's been that way since, you know, around the turn of the year. When the balloting was going on, there were movies that, such as The Others, which Miramax brought back into one theater in New York, and reportedly as few as three or four people were going to see it each day, but it would still have a full-page ad.
I thought that voting for the Oscars had been subject to Hollywood's version of McCain-Feingold, or Chez Me, and that actually reformed what you could do on behalf of a movie.
The Academy every year sets down guidelines, and the studios do their best to get around those guidelines. For instance, the studios would send any number of gifts to Academy members. That's in addition to the copies of the movies themselves. And the Academy has laid down the law saying, you know, from now on you can only send a video or a DVD. You can get penalized if you send both a DVD and a video.
Does all this campaigning work? Can you look back to a movie that won either Best Picture or a lead actor or lead actress that you would really attribute to the successful campaign they waged on behalf of that movie?
I think the classic example is Shakespeare in Love. In 1998, when Saving Private Ryan came out in the summertime, it was a foregone conclusion that that would win Best Picture. But reportedly, publicists for the studio would call journalists and film reviewers and just start spinning against Saving Private Ryan. And sure enough, on Oscar night that year, Saving Private Ryan lost to Shakespeare in Love. So the unforeseeable had happened.
Damian Bona, the author of Inside Oscar and now its sequel Inside Oscar 2, spoke to us from New York. Thank you very much.
Thank you.